details.
Promise at this moment to you, for those of you who can hang on for the next couple of hours, you will have a treat in a manner. It's like, instead of Halloween trick-or-treat, it's Christmas and the holidays, Hanukkah, time for a gift. And the gift that you will have, if you stick around, is information and support. And the star of the show is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Good Day program. Dr. Ken comes to you courtesy of lots of great experience, lots of great teaching, knowledge. What is it they say, Ken? Knowledge is power. And the only other thing that maybe is apt here, it comes from the old expression department, the only dumb question is the question that doesn't get asked. So if you have a question about what's going on with you, for example, I have a question for Ken about my foot, and Ken has a question for me about the fish he ate last night. So we'll go back, and we ask each other for advice. I take Ken's probably more than he takes mine, unless it has to do with radio. He might take my advice.
I'm a good listener.
Comes to radio, exactly. At any rate, we are available mostly. Ken, once in a while, I'll throw an anecdotal piece of information in that's helpful or not. You decide. But a lot of people tell their friends about the experience they have on this program, so that means it must have some value. Get your checkup here at 888-553-7536. The phone lines are available now. They will fill up. You can be persistent. It is worth the time and the wait and the effort. I guess you're really the ultimate decider of that. But under the circumstances, I will tell you what a lot of people have told me. They're happy to share the time with Ken because the answer to the question doesn't just affect them. There are lots of people who listen to hundreds of radio stations around the country, and the Good Day Show stream that's on right now, the audio, the video. So the essence of this is that we got a bona fide product here that is applicable 52 weekends a year to your health and well-being. 888-553-7536. Smoking pot suppresses your immune system. You hear us a lot talking about Sustanex and how it enhances your immune system. Great product. Pot is something that if you want to weaken your immune system, apparently, according to this study, Ken, have at it.
Yes, a lot of people think that smoking pot, Doug, is a lot safer than cigarettes. We all know what cigarettes can do, but you're fooling yourself. This is out of the European Journal of Immunology this week, that smoking marijuana can suppress the body's immune system. The immune system is what protects us. It's our defense system against foreign bodies and bugs. I got exposed to one myself yesterday. I was glad it was working. And this explains why pot smokers are more susceptible than non-smokers to certain cancers and infections, because not only does the defense system protect you from an infection, it also protects you from cancer. The effects of marijuana is due to chemicals in the drug that fire up the body's production of immune system cells. They're called myeloid-derived suppressor cells. Boy, everything in medicine has a big word and name. And these cells suppress the immune system.
Yeah, it's really my own gut that tells me this. I'm not a smoker, never have been. My mother was, and she died at the age of 50 because of it. But when I see people who have chosen to smoke pot, and by the way, I'm for legalizing pot. I think pot should be, I think anything that people want, with the exception of really outrageously hardcore addictive drugs, ought to be, well, that's the definition. Maybe this is a hardcore drug, but it's so much in the workplace, and I'm certainly opposed to that. Lifestyle, though, of many people leads them around to smoking marijuana. And if that's what you want to do, after all the education, all of it's like eating the wrong foods. In my mind, there's no reason for anybody to eat poorly. People say, oh, I can't afford good food. That's just such nonsense. Because you can buy food and prepare it at home less expensively than you can buy that garbage at the fast food place. Having said that, the pot stuff is a choice that people make. And if you make it, interestingly enough, a lot of really, and you probably know these people too, Ken, really well-educated people like to smoke pot.
Yeah, they kept me up at night when I was in college a lot.
Yeah, if you look at somebody who smokes pot, or if you have a feeling, a sense about you, as you think about this people, you look like this. Somebody will argue or scream, throw something at the radio. People who smoke a lot or who smoke pot a lot, they look like they're candidates for cancer. There's something about their look. People, you can tell.
They just don't look healthy, do they?
Am I silly to say that?
No, I think there is something to it. It does take the wind out of you. You know, I mean that literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
It does affect your lungs just like tobacco does, and maybe even worse. Some of the studies show it may even cause cancer of the lungs worse than smoking does. It will take away your ability to breathe, but it also just takes away your drive. People, you know, they look tired. They look worn. They look. They look. They just don't look very good.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Here's a story about a study. I don't know if you saw this or not. Men whose index fingers are longer than their ring or fourth finger run a significantly lower risk of prostate cancer. Did you see that, British Journal of Cancer?
We sure did. Not making this up. This people think that this is a bunch of ho-hum, but this is real stuff. And let me just explain in this.
I'm putting my fingers up to the camera now. If you want to go to gooddayshow.com.
This is out of the British Journal of Cancer, and a short index finger means a higher prostate cancer risk. So your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, your fourth finger. Mm-hmm. And this may help. This really might help to determine where our efforts should be. It's screening those who are at higher risk of developing. Men who possess an index finger longer than their ring finger are one-third less likely to develop prostate cancer than men with the opposite pattern of finger
length. What would be the reason for that? And why would somebody study that?
Well,
who woke up one morning and said, let's take a look at people's fingers and see if it makes a difference when you're coming around to getting prostate cancer? Who comes up with that?
Well, you know, people who see prostate cancer patients a lot, they a good observer. I do this with my heart patients.
Yeah.
I see them all day, and you start developing patterns, and you see people all day, 24/7, and you begin to see patterns in people. And some clever doctors saw this relationship.
Yeah.
And the theory is that in utero, when guys are in the womb, when they're exposed to more testosterone, this is the pattern you see with the hand, and it stimulates the prostate to cause cancer.
My ring finger is a little longer than my index finger. Is it left hand or right hand? Does it make a difference?
They didn't bring it down to that.
Both of my ring fingers are a little longer. Not much, but a little longer. How about yours? You hold yours up to the camera? How are yours?
My ring finger is longer, so I have the lower risk. Excuse me, my index finger is longer.
Is it?
Yes,
mine isn't.
A short index finger means a higher prostate cancer risk.
In my instance, though, I'm smart enough, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, Aluna, but I've been on Super Beta Prostate for a long time, and my PSA. What was it last year when you checked in my blood?
I could barely measure it.
Yeah, like a 0.6 or something. And you don't worry until it gets up to be about 10 times that much.
Or then, if it's increasing year to year
much. Okay, so this brings us around. This is a legitimate study, but as we take heed of it.
And it's not absolute. It's just about risk.
No, it's about,
who should be screened a little harder?
Check yourself out.
Exactly. And Doug gets himself screened very aggressive and thoughtfully about it.
And that's because I know and I've seen and understand what the suffering is like for men who have prostate problems. So to take it lightly is foolish. It's so important for you to take care of your prostate health. Your prostate affects what, Ken, in terms of the medical side of it, prostate problems, most men know that they have it.
One of your favorite parts of your body and one of the parts of the body you can't avoid, your sexual function and your normal urine flow.
Yep. So both of those things are so important for you to take care of. Why would you leave it to chance? Get your checkup, but feed your prostate with Super Beta Prostate. This thing has been selling for years. It's smart to start taking Super beta prostate, because as it supports the things Ken was talking about, it also it affects the, and this is naturally too, by the way, it affects sleep, all kinds of things. And you don't have to have a prescription. Ken doesn't have to fill out a prescription. He'll just tell you that because millions of bottles have been sold, it is a trusted product. That's why you think it's a good thing to take.
Well, I got interested in this product because it had publication evidence of safety and effectiveness out of the medical journal Lancet, outstanding journal, caught my eye. I'm always looking for natural products that are shown in the traditional medical literature to be safe and effective. And this is an example of one that is super beta prostate, is beta cytosterols, and it's very effective for preventing BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy.
All right, so what do you do? What's the call to action? The call to action is call 800-607-7078. That's 800, toll-free, 607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. The bottle of Super Beta Prostate is free. Free, free, free. Get your free bottle now by calling 800-607-7078. Again, for the free bottle of Beta Prostate, 800, toll-free, 800-607-7078.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
888-553-7536. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. This is from Lily Schaefer, who writes, my father-in-law was drafted, served 2 years stateside. So far, he's collected 4 hearing aids at $7,000 each, free health care, including meds and a yearly physical for the past 15 years. It's embarrassing to my husband and me. He's not alone. He did serve. However, we do feel that veterans' benefits would be better used for military men and women who really need it. How often do you see people that go through the veteran system medically and need help, or do they get good coverage, or is it depend on where they live?
It's very variable.
Yeah, it's really. It
depends on the hospital, the system, the doctors, wide range of quality.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Not a wide range of quality here. You all get the same service from Dr. Ken.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Three and change after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. My name is Doug Steffen. I'm here Monday through Friday with a Good Day show that is of general interest, shall we say. But over the weekend, we have decided to get specific in the health department and bring you for 2 hours every weekend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, has a big practice down in Central Florida, and should, after you hear him and get impressed with his knowledge, feel like you want to see him about a problem you have with your cardiovascular system, your heart, respiratory system, you might call his office directly, toll-free, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Lake Cardiovascular is the name of the office, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, you can call us at 888-553-7536 for your questions about your health. D calls us from Rapid City, South Dakota, and you are now on with Dr. Ken. D, hi.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for being there. It's very, very early in the morning here, so I hope this gets out okay. Listen, my husband is 54 years old. He
yes.
has two major surgeries last year within 3 months of each other. One was a repeat rotator cuff surgery. The other, lower spine surgery in 4 and 5. Okay. After the surgery, about 6 months, he developed these bruises on his forearms. They're huge. Not huge, okay, I think they're huge. Anyway, when he scratches them, or if they itch, they bleed profusely. Brought it to the attention of the doctor, and the doctor just said, just make sure that there's some vitamin K in your multivitamins. Well, when he takes the multivitamins, and I do try to keep him up on the vitamins, but in any event, this isn't getting better. He's also on 40 milligrams of Mycardis for his high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that he's on the high blood pressure medication. I'd like to get him off of it eventually someday. I was wondering, what is attributable to this, do you think? Is it the high blood pressure medication or possibly all of the medications?
Dee, let's talk about this a little bit. So we call this easy bruising. That's what doctors call it. And he didn't have this problem at all until he had his surgery?
Never.
Okay. Did he? And when was the medication begun?
It was only after the surgery, and it was just for pain medication, you know, for his.
No, but you said he's on Mycardis.
Oh, Mycardis, yes. Oh, only for about a year.
So he was on Mycardis for quite a while before he had the easy bruising.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because, that's not a common side effect of Mycardis. Anything's possible. The other thing is, has he had a complete blood count, what we call a CBC? Are his platelets okay? Has he also had measurements of his coagulation factors in his blood? We call this an INR. We used to call it PT or PTT. These are measurements of that vitamin K cascade that the doctor's talking about.
Nothing like that.
Is he on any other medicines? Aspirin, Plavix, any blood thinner?
Nothing. Nothing.
Takes no aspirin.
No. I just got him on some vitamins.
Well, it's time to go. You have a good internist or family doctor?
Absolutely do, and he does work with us when I start preaching vitamins.
What I would do, well, good, he's not allergic to vitamins.
He is not allergic.
Good, I like that. What I would recommend is he needs to go to the doctor. The first thing I would do if he was my patient is I would do a CBC, a complete blood count, and a test called INR and PTT. These are other blood tests, so I could make sure that his natural ways of clotting, which there's two in the body, one in the liver and one in the blood, the platelets, and are working, and that would be my first step. And I'd be careful not to bang myself. And my CARDIS, I'll do a little search on that and see if it's ever been reported and let you know, because that's not, you know, anything's possible, but it's not a common side effect.
Is this a dangerous, could this be dangerous either?
Well, I don't want to be specific, perhaps, because I don't know what's causing it. If his platelets are very, very low, which can do this, then it could have some implication if he has. It's a little unusual that you develop what we call a coagulopathy, which is a liver problem where the clotting factors are not made. You can be born with this. I'm sure you know people, you've heard of that. But usually if it's acquired later in life, it's usually something in the bone marrow, the platelets are low, or you're on a drug.
Okay.
And I'm just looking right here about this because – to see if this is a side effect, but I'll look at it during the show and report back.
Well, I went to the health food store today and got some vitamin K2. That's what they had suggested for him to take. Should I go ahead and give that to him, or should I hold off?
I would talk to your doctor.
Really?
Yeah, vitamin K in the wrong usage can cause a stroke.
Well, it can make him hypercoagulate. You know, you can get vitamin K just by eating a lot of green salad.
Right. Eat spinach.
I would just give him a lot of green vegetables.
There you go, D. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Rice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's NEWSITE, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Welcome to the weekend. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert here to take your calls. Send your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Or to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Best way to go online, if you go to GoodDayShow.com, you'll see the video stream of Dr. Ken right there on the screen. How does he look? You'll have to figure that out for yourself.
Scary.
He had a little rout last night, ate the wrong kind of food, and has what he I think he's qualified to assess himself what's wrong with him. I do it all the time, and I'm usually actually right.
Maybe we could throw it out to the listeners and let them make the diagnosis.
All right, so why don't you give us your symptoms?
I had the sudden onset of severe belly pain right around the belly button, nausea, and I vomited a few times. Name my diagnosis.
Name is problem. What has Dr. Ken just described? What's wrong with him? 888-553-7536. We'll give you...
Can we give something away?
Oh, yeah, we'll give him... something either. We have actually some food.
We'll make
some
the food. Food for the doctor of the day. The Good Day Health doctor
That's
of the
it.
Day.
888. All right. So here's my, I'll ask you, and you can give me a diagnosis of my symptom. Walking yesterday on the farm, had my usual, when I work 3 or 4 hours after I get off the air, then I go become Farmer Doug. And we had some people around the farm yesterday who needed a tour. So I got up on the tractor.
Were they the FDA?
Gave them a, no, these are local people that are trying to help me save the farms.
I'm joking.
No, yeah. Well, the FDA's been there, but I wouldn't give them a tour. I'd give them a ride on the manure spreader. Anyway, I got onto the tractor, and I wasn't off balance. It was nothing. All of a sudden, I twisted right the – I don't know whether it was a twist. I'm not sure what it was, but the – the second, if I could hold my foot up to the camera, the second bone that runs down on the top of my foot to what essentially seems to be the second toe, although the toes don't hurt, but it isn't an ache. It was, and it's not an absolutely sharp pain, but there's a little bit of swelling there. And I didn't do anything. I started walking, and I felt it. And the more I walked, the worse it felt. I put sort of an ace bandage, a sock around it to tighten it up overnight, and it feels better. But what could be, as I feel across it, just as I get down to what would be the knuckle on the hand.
Have you been carrying any heavy loads lately with this?
Nah,
nothing
no,
really.
No,
and you're not running.
Nope, I don't run.
Was it worse this morning than it's been at other times?
Better
in the morning.
After I put this on, I can't hold my foot up to the camera. You can see.
What about exercise? Have you done anything with it? Has that affected?
I mean, I'm very active. You know that.
Right. Has that made it worse, or it's about the same?
Walking on it made it very, very uncomfortable.
Okay.
I had to walk on my heel last night in order to get.
Is it red right now?
No.
And you're not running a fever?
Nope. But it's a little swollen.
Is there any deformity?
No. No, but I can feel the swelling around it, and when I touch that spot, it's very sore. But I go to either knuckle on either side of that toe connection, and it's not sore.
There's I wonder something... if you need an X-ray to make sure you didn't break anything.
Yeah, I don't know how would you break something just walking? What would cause something like that to break just by walking? Pretty interesting question, yeah?
It is an interesting question. I mean,
when I hold my foot up, when I walk the normal way, I can walk. Nothing. As a matter of fact, it feels better when I sort of walk the right way.
So you don't think you did any trauma to this?
It almost feels like it's an internal something, like a piece of cartilage that.
Plantar fasciitis. That's
what's that?
That's what is plantar fasciitis. You know, we can give an anatomy lesson. That's where some of the internal surfaces get a little inflamed, and it can be very painful in the areas where you're talking
about. What calms it down? I'm glad I asked this question, folks.
What?
As I said to the audience, aren't you glad you asked this question? Some people might think it was gout. But gout doesn't originate there. It originates back.
Gout is usually in the big toe,
yeah.
The first big toe.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, so this doesn't really sound. Plantar fasciitis kind of creeps up on you.
Yeah.
This is just 1 foot.
1 foot and one toe, one connection to one toe. Second from the outside, second from the left side, second from the small toe.
And
it's not the toe; it's the linkage to the toe, inch away from the toe itself, swollen, tough to the touch.
And the heel, because plantar fasciitis usually is back around.
No, heel's fine.
No heel pain.
Ankle's fine.
So I'm going to take that diagnosis away.
Yeah.
Let me think about that.
All right, there you are. Speaking of thinking about it, we had a call just before the bottom of the hour from a lady, and you were doing a little research at the bottom of the hour. What more can you say to her to help her or others who may be going through the same thing? First thing I thought of was Raynaud's, because that can make can show up a little like
she called,
that.
She called about her husband, who recently, in the last few months, has developed easy bruisability, easy bruising, gets black and blue, and didn't in the past. And she noted that he's had a couple of surgeries lately, but he's on no common blood thinner like Plavix or aspirin. But he has been started on Mecardis for lowering of blood pressure, which is a so-called ARB, ARB, angiotensin receptor blocker, common group of medications that we use to treat hypertension. And anything's possible with any medication. And doing a little bit of research, yes, less than 1% of users, it's a rare complication, get what doctors call thrombocytopenia, which is low platelets. And as I had mentioned to her, he needs a CBC, complete blood count, so they get the platelets checked. And I would definitely do that. It's been reported, and the doctor can make a substitution if those platelets are low.
Helpful? You won't have the ability to get help if you don't call 888-553-7536 like Mark has, who's in Bristol, Virginia, on next with Dr. Ken. Yes, sir.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi. I've been to my doctor lately, Dr. Ken, and my doctor tells me I have panic attacks and anxiety.
Yes.
And he wants me to start a prescribed anxiety drug. And my question is, what is a good, safe anxiety drug that is not addictive over long term?
Mark, great question. I'm so glad you called. This is such a common problem. You know, cardiologists, probably 10% of our presentations to the office are not heart-related. They're symptoms due to anxiety. In a general internist office, it's much more common, very common symptom. This is all over. Everybody, I think, probably eventually will suffer a little bit of anxiety. Sometimes you can control it. Sometimes it's way out of your control. And so what do you do about this? In terms of the most beneficial thing is I hope that your doctor is giving you some talk therapy and helping you out before rushing off to the medications, because talk therapy is so helpful. If you have a doctor who's understanding, will spend some time with you, even talking to a psychiatrist who specializes in anxiety, you can't underestimate how beneficial that can be. If talking therapy alone does not work, there are some medications you can go to. For long-term use, Buspar, buspirone, is probably the first choice. It can have the problem of giving you a little bit of lightheadedness, but that's probably the safest, BUSPAR, for long-term use. For short-term use, we're all very used to these benzodiazepams. There's a lot of examples, Librium, Xanax, Valium, Clonopin. I'm sure everybody's heard of one of those. But those are not intended for long-term use, and I know many of you are prescribed long-term. There are some alternative choices here, and I wouldn't do this on your own because some of these herbs can have some side effects. Some herbs that have been used, and the question of safety and effectiveness is still a little dicey here, but kava, but you have to make sure you don't have any liver issues. Valerian, which is often used as a sleeping aid, it has a sedative effect, but it may also relieve some anxiety. And just good old-fashioned vitamin B, as in boy, and folic acid definitely can help and relieve for some people anxiety. But there are some lifestyle things you really should try and do. Get some daily exercise after the doctor says it's okay. Make sure you eat a healthy diet. Avoid alcohol and other sedatives. And use some relaxation techniques, meditation, yoga, visualization techniques. And here is where a good doctor who does talk therapy can help you. And also, very important, Mark, make sleep a big priority. You know, you need to get 7 to 8 hours. Maybe we'll talk a little later about what the latest evidence is on how much sleep we all need.
Yes, you're the best, Dr. Ken.
All right, sir. Well, take it and
if you don't get better, call us back, okay,
you're,
Mark?
You're better off. Anxiety is a real problem. A lot of people have it.
Yes, and I'd love to know if the listeners have any other ideas besides what I gave out, because most of you probably deal with anxiety. What works for you? What works for each one of you for anxiety? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. And again, I'm waiting for the doctor of the day to diagnose this sudden onset of severe bellyache that I had with nausea and vomiting. What could cause that?
What's his problem?
We're going to give away a prize.
888-553-7536. John, listening in Fresno, California, up next with hopefully a relatively good question. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Doug and Dr. Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi. I've had time to think about my question, and I was wondering, when you're on chemotherapy, I believe that compromises your immune system?
Absolutely.
So my question is, do the blood tests that's taken every time you go to chemotherapy tell the doctor necessarily that your immune system is not compromised, or no?
What happens is chemotherapy kills the bad cells so that the cancer can't spread and take over your body. The big problem with chemotherapy is selectivity. Sometimes it also kills the good cells. It will kill whatever dividing, whatever cell is dividing and making new ones. And cancer is just uncontrolled cell division. And that's why chemotherapy works, but it sometimes can go overboard. And it can harm the bone marrow, and that's a very active part of your body. You know, your red cells turn over every 30 days. You need to continuously get white cells, which fight infection. And that's very important that when the doctors are giving you chemotherapy that they do, again, a complete blood count, CBC, to make sure especially your white cells are not getting too low, especially what are called your neutrophils. And this can set you up for very horrible infections that most of us can easily fight. You get some bizarre fungal infections that usually most of us can easily take care of because the immune system is adversely affected by a lot of chemotherapy.
Well, then my follow-up question is there something a patient should or should not do when they're on chemo?
Well, these are questions that are selective to you, John. And you must have an oncologist, a medical doctor who specializes in cancer, in the drugs of treating cancer. I would sit down next week because there's a real gap of knowledge here, which is not your fault. Mm-hmm. A shame on your oncologist for not having talked to you about all this before they gave you this chemotherapy, because it depends on you. What are your other medical problems? What kind of chemotherapy are they treating you so that we can predict what to expect and know whether to protect you? I don't want to alarm you, but in some very severe cases of very intense chemotherapy where the patient has other immune issues, we'll even put a mask on the patient, not because we're trying to protect the world from them, we're trying to protect the world from the patient.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not recommending you do that. I don't want to alarm you. I'm just trying to give you an example of how this can be very important. But you are owed a heart-to-heart discussion with your oncologist, and if they're not willing to do that, you have the wrong one, and I'd be shocked if they wouldn't be willing to sit down with you and go over your specific case.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 888-553-7536 as it gets hot and heavy here. Get in line, get in the queue, get ready to speak to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has on his drkenshow.com a blog. Click on the upper right-hand corner and ask your question or blog away with your experiences. And you can do the same thing at Twitter and Facebook as well. A lot of people, speaking of faces, a lot of people have beautiful eyes at whatever their age. Some people get distracted because around the eyes there are wrinkles. The answer to the wrinkles is to hydrate your skin, not to have an operation. Hydrating your skin. By the time you're in your 40s, you have sun damage. And that probably goes back to your 20s when you were wild and crazy. On top of that, you have a drainage problem. Your system doesn't get rid of toxins as easily. It doesn't. There's a puffiness, you know, like Bill Clinton has that puffiness around his eyes. A lot of other people do, too. It's an age thing, Ken, and there's a great product around that I'm using, and I think Ken has used this too. I'm not sure. Night Skin is one. There's actually two products. Tautinol in daytimes and Night Skin at night is a great way for you to look younger. Why? What's in it?
Well, it has the natural products that your body makes to repair the skin to get rid of this deep wrinkling. It's just not in high enough concentration. Things like hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000. Clever plastic surgeon put this in a bottle, and after a couple of months, it reduces deep wrinkling by 45%. It's a way to avoid the needles, the surgery. It really works. The nice thing is, if it doesn't, you'll get your money back.
That's it. Time in a bottle, in a sense. Don't get the gimmicky supermarket creams, the drugstore creams. Get Night Skin, made by a real cosmetic surgeon who has already helped thousands of people look younger without going under the knife. Try Night Skin free. Call 800-607-7078. Just pay shipping and handling. That's 800-607-7078. Night Skin is like getting a full facial while you close your eyes and go to sleep. 800-607-7078. When you call them, ask about the daytime treatment, Tautinol, which will do the same thing. It'll protect your skin against the ravages of what goes on in the sun, the wind, that sort of thing. There are some good offers there. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken at New Vitality. 800-607-7078.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance.
That's right.
553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
5-5. I left my heart. You have a heart problem? Leave it with Dr. Ken to analyze at 888-553-7536. He's very analytic and is also very practical. Very well trained, believes in evidence-based medicine. He and I argue about that. Once again, this week, there was another example of science is proving itself, does it all the time. That doesn't mean you can't have value in it. It just is, it sometimes isn't so much used. I'm supportive of evidence, but I'm also supportive of things that make sense, even if there isn't evidence to back it up, but I'm not a doctor. No one's going to sue me.
Can I squeeze in there?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's science correcting itself. It's maybe sometimes people making the wrong conclusions from the information, and then a more powerful study correcting how people misinterpreted data. And that's why I'm here.
It seems to happen frequently at the FDA, whatever the reason for that might be. By the way, we'll spend some time on Senate Bill 510 later on. The Senate bill, which was passed this week, you heard a lot of discussion about it on both the Good Day Weekday and Weekend program. And apparently some of the senators have realized they voted for a bill that they didn't think that they were voting on. What a shock and surprise that
is. Pass it to read it.
Yeah, right. It may still not happen for lots of little technical reasons, but it's worth looking at only because of the FDA involvement and how FDA is involved in health and well-being and that sort of thing. So anecdotally, it's a good thing to stay on top of still. Speaking of staying on top of things, Rondia calls us from Moberly, Missouri, I guess, first of all, we ought to get her analysis of your problem. So, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Help
Hi.
Me, Rhonda. I couldn't resist that.
Is it Rhonda or Rondia?
It's Rhonda.
Rhonda, sorry about that.
Hey, that's Michael, come on, get
a little bit of food poisoning.
Where's the music, Michael?
Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so help us, Rhonda. She's never heard that before, I'm sure.
Never.
No.
Oh, my gosh, she's making me feel old.
Sounds like you might have a little food poisoning.
I ding, ding, ding. That's what I think. And the reason is, The possibilities here, you know, doctors, they always think of differential diagnosis. What could it be? It could be food poisoning. The other possibilities is a virus, a stomach flu. But usually you're getting some diarrhea with it. And also usually you're going to run a fever, but not always. And I didn't have any diarrhea. The other thing, and not to be gross about this, the other possibility you could think about is this an appendicitis. But again, you would begin to get fever and you would be worse. This would just progress more and more, which in fact it's gotten better today. And that's pretty good. So we'll make you Dr. Rhonda of the day for a good day health.
What do you do for a living, Rhonda?
Actually, I'm self-employed.
Yeah, you don't have nothing to do with the medical profession?
Nothing. Nope. I actually clean businesses and stuff.
Oh, dear. Okay. Good. So we understand. Have you ever had the same symptoms?
My mother-in-law did, and it was pretty bad. It was like 10 minutes after she ate, she got really sick.
Yes, exactly. And it was the worst cramps. I don't want it on anybody.
Yeah, she said she'd rather have childbirth again.
Really? Exactly. Hey, have you ever heard of the Beach Boys, Rhonda?
Oh, yes.
Of course she has. See, I'm been yanking her chain. She's heard the Beach Boys. She heard the song. What's your problem, Rhonda?
Well, I was just calling in on the anxiety. I'm also on some anxiety medication.
Yes. Why? What's worked?
Well, I'm actually on Paxil.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you know why are you on? What's the matter? What's going on in your life that creates these circumstances?
Well, it started when I was actually really young. I remember having anxiety from when I was 10. My mother passed away when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
you are suffering from fear of abandonment, and it manifests in all kinds of ways. Dr. Ken suggested the last fellow to get therapy. You've probably done that.
Rhonda, and yes, the antidepressants are effective, especially Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor. These are all examples of antidepressants which are effectively used for anxiety.
Okay.
But isn't it important to know why, Ken? Why?
Absolutely. Well, that's you need to. Have you had talking therapy for this?
Yes, I have, and it has worked.
Well, good. And have they tried to, don't do it yourself, but try to wean you off of the medication?
Yes.
And how did that go?
It's actually working well. I'm in the process now.
Great.
Follow
the doctor's advice. Don't do it yourself, and don't rush it, because this has to be done very carefully, but it sounds to me like you're going to get off. I'm rooting for you, Rhonda.
There are homeopathic things like serotonin that sometimes are certainly less harmful, and they help. All it really does is it sort of balances off the chemicals in your brain. And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. So maybe you can try
that. Exercise, a diet, get the B vitamins. Make sure it's very important, Rhonda.
Build up your muscles. All right, there's a good call. Give her a nice